And that just kind of leads me to what I want to talk about today, and that is something that feels warm and good, and it's easy to fix for a meal, and it's great for those kind of chilly days and on into the winter, and that's an easy beef stew. Why is it so easy? Well, you put it in the slow cooker, or as most people say, the crock pot, because you put it all in, and let it cook, and at the end of the day, there it is, ready to go. So I want to give you that recipe. I don't often do recipes, but I want to give you that recipe, so we'll go through that. Then I have a few just reminder tips if you haven't used your slow cooker for a while, or you've never used one. Or maybe, you know, you use it all the time and you're just going, oh, well, I didn't remember that. So we're going to do some tips for using your slow cooker. But here's the recipe for beef stew. It does use some seasonings, of course, and a little bit of thickening. So you start with 2 tablespoons of flour, and this might be a surprise, 1 tablespoon of sugar. Doesn't take much sugar to really add some deep flavor. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1 teaspoon of salt, if you'd like, and 1/2 teaspoon of rosemary. Now, again, you can add more seasonings, less seasonings, whatever. The last seasoning is 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. So you're going to mix all of those together and just to mix them up and get them ready to use. So again, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of rosemary or other seasoning that you'd like, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And by the way, I will send this to Jim so he can put it on the website. So if you go to Backyard Beyond, you'll find the recipe there. Okay, you're going to add to that some veggies, and you can use all the fresh veggies you would like. You know, if you have some potatoes, carrots, and really good prices right now for those kinds of things, you could put in sweet potatoes, whatever you'd like. And if those are fresh, we're going to talk about this a little later, they go in at the bottom. But 16 ounces, or, you know, a good amount. What's that? If you're not a good cook all the time, you go, what is that? Well, if you look at a package of frozen vegetables, and that is an option, most of those packages are 16 ounces, so that kind of gives you a clue as to how many veggies. And then you need 1/4 cup of red wine or beef stock or water, so it's 1/4 cup of liquid, and the meat, 1 pound of beef stew meat cut into 1-inch cubes, that's 1 pound, and a bay leaf is always good, 1 bay leaf whole, and then finally, 2 cups, or that's about 1 can of diced tomatoes that you leave the juice on. So those last ingredients were 16 ounces of vegetables, 1/4 cup of wine, beef stock or water, 1 pound of stew meat, 1 bay leaf, and 2 cups of diced tomatoes undrained. So you put all that veggies in the bottom. If they're fresh veggies, they're frozen, and you may not want to put those at the bottom if they're already diced up really small. Sprinkle that flour spice mixture over it and put everything else in and put the lid on for 4 to 6 hours on low, 8 to 10 hours on high. Excuse me, the other way around. Shorter time for on high, longer time, 8 to 10 hours on low. So, a couple of tips here to think about, and I talked about those veggies. If you're using fresh veggies or large size frozen veggies, they don't need to go in the bottom. The hottest part, what gets heated first, is the bottom of that slow cooker. So the things that take the longest to cook go in the bottom. And then in this case, you sprinkle those seasonings over the vegetables and then just put everything else in. If you are using fresh herbs, remember I mentioned rosemary, and you could use fresh garlic instead of garlic powder, those don't go in until about the last 30 minutes. You don't want to cook those down. If they're dried, you put them in just as we said, but if they're fresh, you wait, put those in near or the end. So a couple of hints, as I mentioned, this is a good place to use meat that is has a little more fat in it, because that makes it a little juicier. You can use for instance, on the stew meat, I often use that. Doesn't have much fat. As long as there's some liquid with it, it will be fine. Otherwise, it could dry out. So in a lot of recipes, use chicken, and there's many parts don't have much fat. But this is a good place to use some fatter cuts of meat because they will be juicy and they will be tender. Also, on the meat, you don't have to brown it. That's an option for you. If you're in a hurry, don't brown it. If you brown it, it could give it a little heartier flavor, but there's a lot of flavors in this particular recipe. You probably don't need to brown the meat, so that makes it even faster. And remember I said put the lid on? Yeah. Every time you take the lid off, you go, oh, I need to see what's happening. Well, don't do that until it's pretty near the end of the cooking time, because every time you take the lid on, some research says it's going to add 30 minutes to your cooking time because you're letting out all that heat. Another clue, do not overfill the slow cooker. You think, I'll just fill it up to the top and put the lid on. Well, part of the problem then is the food gets steamed rather than simmered. So, you know, about 3/4 full is plenty full. You need a little space there at the top to allow it to cook rather than to simmer. And also I mentioned adding fresh herbs at the end. That's also true of dairy products. They can curdle if you put them in at the very beginning. So if you're making, for instance, beef stroganoff, anything that adds sour cream, anything that would add some kind of sour cream, even yogurt, that kind of thing, put it in near the end, last 30 minutes, so that it doesn't have to cook through the whole time or it probably will curdle. So both the dairy products and fresh herbs don't hold up very well. If the recipe like this one calls for alcohol, think about in many recipes when you add an alcohol in wine or something else, the alcohol cooks off. That's not true with this kind of cooking in the slow cooker. You've got the lid on, it will not cook off. So be a little careful on it. A fourth of a cup here is plenty, and as I say, it's probably easier and quicker just to add some beef stock or water. But don't overdo anything with the alcohol. If at the end, you know, you're to that last 30 minutes, you probably want to check it about 30 minutes before you think it should be done. And it's soupier, and I don't think this beef stew will be, but let's say you have a recipe that, you know, there's just too much liquid on there, leave the lid off for 30 to 45 minutes and continue to cook, and some of that extra liquid will, of course, cook off. If you have not used a slow cooker, or perhaps you get a new slow cooker, expect that the timing may not be quite the same. You know, when we give instructions for these, like the low cooking, and this recipe says 4 to 6 hours, on the high setting, and 8 to 10 hours on the low setting, notice that time frame. Slow cookers, even crock pots, are not known to be exact from brand to brand and maybe even from variety to variety. So first time you use it, you may have to kind of think about, well, that's not the way it turned out before, but let's just use it again. And, you know, pretty soon it will, you will use it. Just keep it there handy to use it for all kinds of things. And do remember when I say all kinds of things, that it's not just for dinner. Have you tried something other than a meat dish in your slow cooker? The kinds of things you can do are unending. Almost any kind of dish other than a cold salad, you know, that wouldn't go in the slow cooker. But a hot salad, a hot anything, could go in your slow cooker. And there are lots of recipes available. You know, you can go to the library, and they have several cookbooks that are just for slow cookers. If you have a computer, the kinds of recipes are unending. And I just wanted to mention one of the sites. It's called Mail, M-A-I-L, at allfreeslowcookerrecipes.com. Of course, you put that all in one word. I'll say that again. Every day they will have 20 to 30 recipes available for all kinds of things. So that's Mail at allfreeslowcookerrecipes.com. And then, since they're saying they have 40 or 30, 20, whatever recipe is available, because it's always a big number. You can, of course, search for a particular one, but they also have a list. For instance, easy chicken recipes, beef recipes, desserts, healthy recipes, Mexican recipes. They divide it down. But whatever you're looking for, just put that in the search, and you will find several possibilities and good tips. I think it's interesting that sometimes they have recipes that are named for, I'm not sure they were made by, but named for famous people, and it's always interesting to just take a look at that and see what they're supposedly famous for. So kind of a fun site if you want to find some slow cooker recipes. But in the meantime, as I mentioned, I will send this to Jim, email this to Jim, and he can put it on the Backyard Beyond site. So when you want to check back, there it will be. And, of course, you can send it to anybody, anywhere. So until next time, remember, get out that slow cooker.